This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy, Mad Wednesday, Michael and Dean.
Yeah, you are.
Did you like that one, Dean?
Oh, I was a bit thrown about, if I'm going to be honest.
I don't know if I like it too much, but it doesn't matter. We can't like them all.
I try, though.
You know? We've got a guest, haven't we?
We do. We're not alone.
No, indeed not. And this young lady, she's done the lot, really.
Oh,
it's
shush.
One of those resumes that just knocks your bloody socks off.
I try to keep that private, thank you.
There's nothing private about you.
She does
you.
Everything, that one.
Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jackie Dark.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, I love that. I want to carry that around in my bag.
It's great. I know, it's good, isn't it?
That's awesome.
We love having a studio.
We adore that.
Oh, that's awesome. And that was not a track from my album.
And that's why we've invited you in, because you've got an album out.
I have. Who could believe it? My first one ever, and I'm like 40.
Is it really? You've never done an album?
My debut album.
Wow.
And I've been hassled for years, and I thought, God, finally better do something about this. Yeah. So, yeah, I did it.
And because at the moment you're in Black Rider.
Yes.
Which is at the Malthouse.
It
and
is
doing
at Malthouse
incredible
Theater.
There.
Oh, it's amazing. And that cast, it's ridiculous. Who throws that many crazy, insane, fabulous people
give
at
us a
show.
List. Who's in it with you?
It's Paul Capsis, Meow Meow, Gâteau Chocolat, me, Kanan Breen, Dimity Shepherd, Richard Piper, Winston Hillier, and I think that's actually the whole cast.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is incredible, isn't it?
And we're in a communal dressing room, so you can imagine how that goes.
Was there an option of having separate dressing rooms, or did you all want to be together?
No, there was no option.
No, right, okay.
But it was funny because our director, Matthew Lutton, who was also the artistic director of the Malthouse Theatre, went away for a holiday, and then he came back and came into our dressing room last night and just kind of walked in, and it's got Lord of the Flies. Like, we've totally... Yeah. When he first came, we were quite civilised, but now we're just...
We don't belong here.
We've gone ballistic. Yeah, he just walked in and was like, what do you want? Why are you in our space?
And that ends on Sunday, is that right?
It does. We have our last show on Sunday
God.
It's going to be heartbreaking.
Obviously, listing off the people that are in it, it's incredible. Yeah. Definitely recommend people go along, you know. And we were talking before about your role as the Mother Superior in The Sound of Music.
Bless you, my child. See, I can't even talk about it without going back into the accent. It's terrible. It's such a bad habit I've developed.
No pun intended with that.
And I didn't get to say the line. They took it off me.
They give it to someone else.
No, oh, please.
They took it away
completely. Would have been found stabbed in the gutter if they had. No. They took it off. It was Maria, what are you running away from? And it was hilarious because there were a few nights that from the audience when I uttered that line, and it's quite a serious scene, and what are you running away from? And I'd hear, ha! Like, that's not right.
What was it like doing a big scale musical like that
Fantastic. And again, it's like Black Rider. It was the most extraordinary, supportive, positive cast, and the production team and the producers, everyone was just absolutely divine. And it was an absolute pleasure from start to finish.
I guess we don't, we expect whoever's in any of those roles to be fabulous and whatever, but you sort of ran away with it, really, didn't you?
Because everyone was fabulous.
I know they were.
What are you talking about?
I know they were, but you didn't. I mean, you won awards for that. Oh. I mean, you don't, that's, you know. You,
no,
You've
Look,
got it's got some great dialogue. It's a great character.
It is a
but you've got that big
character.
Bloody song.
I think
song.
It's just I was the loudest. It's the song. It's totally
go.
The song.
Here we go.
I know. Well, you know that.
But
you
I
know
do,
about that,
but
Michael.
You nail that song, don't you? You know.
Oh, please. Look, it has become a bit of a party piece. And it's the one that it's become my Anthony Calais at the Prayer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's the one that everyone asks for. And it's the party piece.
And so, in between all of that, you were like, why not do a CD at the same time?
I know. It's ridiculous. And my gorgeous musical director, Daryl Wallace, he is so long-suffering, and I just kept coming to him with, because I wanted to do, basically I was in Mother Superior land, so we decided to do this CD of songs that, had a lesson or a moral or inspiring or told, you know, cautionary or something, you know, had some kind of message in them. And it's also, because it's my first CD and I've got a five-year-old, I wanted something for him to, if I, you know, drop off the mortal coil tomorrow, there's something for him to have that's for him and that says the things that I would like to say to him if I was still here.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, that's a bit morbid, but
I mean, that's kind of lovely.
It's for him, and it's something that it's to speak to him.
Does he listen to it often?
He's on it. Right. I don't listen to it often. I hate listening to myself. So it's all about that. But poor Daryl, I was like, you know, I want to do Climb Every Mountain. Of course I have to, but I don't want to do it in a standard way.
Is it a rap version?
A bit
of a dance.
You'll have to, you know, I did get, you know, some of the Snoops involved.
Yeah.
I won't say which ones. Climbing.
Crawling.
Oh, look out.
Go on. What else is on it?
Well, it's the same thing with Never Walk Alone because I also have this like a bit of a mission because when I did Sound of Music, people came and said, oh, we love that sound. We've never heard singing like that. And I said, well, that's classical singing and that's opera. And they said, oh, we might go to the opera now because we never knew what that was. We just thought it was something we wouldn't like. So I've got this kind of classical ninja mission where I just like spew classical music at people without them realizing it. So on this album, I do things like that. Like Never Walk Alone is, I said to Daryl, because there's that line in there that says the sweet silver song of the lark. And I said, what about if we put that with the, you know, the violin, the famous Vaughan Williams Lark Ascending, what if we just like interpolate those two? And he just looked at me and went, oh my God, what is wrong with you? But then came back with this gorgeous arrangement, which I recently did with the SSO, with Sun Yi playing it. And Daryl was in the audience and he, you know, the SSO were playing it and the concert master was playing his music and it was just, Vaughan Williams arranged by him. And it was just such a magic moment to have him sitting there listening to his creation.
Yeah, I bet.
Of, you know,
but Deborah Byrne wrote one of these tracks.
I love her with
amazing.
Passion. I can't believe more people don't sing this song because it is so gorgeous. And it's, she wrote it at a time that was very personally dark for her. Mm. And it's a testament
to her.
It's
generally when the best music or you're at your most creative, believe it
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. You've got to get rid of it somehow. So.
Yeah.
it's a testament to her heart. That's such
why
a
Adele goes
song.
To the cash machine.
Don't we all, darling? Come on.
I go with it. There's no point.
Yes. We try. Yeah. Just keeps rejecting us.
So it's a real labour of love. Then,
it is. Deb's song is so beautiful. And I send her a message saying, can I, you know, she's so humble. I said, would you mind if I sang your song? And she said, oh, look, you can sing it. Why would you want to? And I'm like, oh, are you kidding? It's amazing. she's incredible.
And why the name? What's the name?
Pinning Clouds. That's a Cane and Breen original because I was coming up with, I actually wanted to, I think I can say this, I actually wanted to call it Songs You Can't Face, which I think is the best title for an album ever.
Yes.
But I was vetoed by Sam Russell, my producer. She loved it, but she said, you really can't. I am not going to put that like down as a title.
Right. Do more of a comedy album.
Maybe a B-side.
Yeah. Yes. I had kind of come up with a few ideas, but they were pretty crap. And he's amazing at that kind of thing. So I just sent him an SMS saying, look, shoot me a couple of names. And because I was doing Sound of Music and there's that how do you catch a cloud and pin it down line,
right.
It's from that. It's about, you know, grabbing your dreams and, you know, chasing that elusive thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that kind of
love it
thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, where can we get this album? Where can we buy it?
I reckon the best place is maybe my website, which is jacquelinedark.com. I think jackiedark.com goes there as well, but no one
we'll
can
get the exact whatever it is, the lettering and all that, and pop it on on our wall as well.
And I don't think the shop's up yet, but I think just send a message through the contact form and I think if we're in Melbourne, I think Thomas's might have like one or two.
We're going to go to your website.
Yes, go
the only way. You'll get more
and have
money.
A look at the pickies on the way.
Exactly,
yeah, have a look
right. at we're very glad you could come in. We know how busy you are.
Oh, it was such a thrill to be in a room with you guys. It's so much fun.
A very lovely Jackie Dark. Thank you for joining us. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.